Hello and welcome to Online with the Earth Sign. I'm Cuddly Bear, your host, and today I have with me
Le Ponce.
Is that how you pronounce it?
La Pin So.
So. All right.
Yep, Le Ponce.
I'm not going to try to say that quickly, but sure.
Yeah, it's very French.
Yeah, I mean, French is a nice language for the most part, but it's not, I'm too Germanic oriented, I guess. So it doesn't sit right with me in my throat. But yeah, so I'm going to be asking some questions today, and hopefully we can, you know, have some conversation. Hope you don't mind.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, otherwise, maybe you're just here to listen to my voice.
it's a nice voice.
I'm just kidding, man. But yeah, all right, so let's just jump it right into it. No need to fool around too much, but I always ask the other people why they came to GWA. I usually try to make them just say it in one word, but if you feel like you need more, you can definitely do that.
In one word.
Yeah.
Why?
What did you say?
Why in one word? I don't know.
It's more fun that way.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the reason I.
Oh, okay.
Okay. In one word.
Mm-hmm.
It was obvious.
Obvious?
Yeah. Okay. Because as soon as I discovered JWA, I knew I wanted to be a part of it, and I knew it was exactly the right tool for me to improve stuff.
Yeah.
To improve about myself that I wanted to improve.
Very interesting. Well, so what did you want to improve about yourself?
Mainly my self-confidence and. And you know, have an outlet to my need to be. I didn't know that I was such a seductive person.
Yeah, I think you have a pretty good voice, nice accent.
No, I mean, in my character, you know, in my personality, I've been on JWA, I've been flirting like crazy, and I haven't ever been like that in my life.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely one of the things I think GWA is really good for, you know, trying to you know, get out there and kind of test your limits in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is that why you stick around on GWA as well, you know, or is it more to have like a creative thing rather than
Well, at first it was for the I came to produce audios, and scripts, and I didn't think further, and audios seemed cool to me because it's the perfect ratio between the work you put in and the reward you get. It's fast and it's pretty easy, and I mean, in my life I've been doing porn since I was 14, in writing and and drawing, painting and comics
form. Interesting.
Yeah, and it's so much work to draw and paint.
It's really a lot more work to put it into words rather than acting it out.
And so what would happen was that I would start have a great idea for a comics or have a fantasy that I wanted to express, and then I spent hours and hours and hours making that it was on Tumblr, and I had like no notes at all, because I'm not the kind of artist that just churns out drawings every day.
No. I mean, it takes time to create stuff, you know? At least when it comes from the heart. I mean, I've been thinking about stuff for a book for like 10 years, but I don't think I'll ever sit down and put it into words because it feels like too much work.
Yeah, oh, my advice about that would just be to it's the funnel method. Like you start with the biggest thing that should happen in your novel or whatever,
Ah, okay. Yeah.
and the biggest thing, and then the most important. And then you slowly work up your way to details.
Okay. That could be a
So
way of doing it.
yeah, so you have you have a clear view of where you have to start, and I don't know, it's
No,
to
I
have
think I
steps
understand.
to complete along the way, so you maintain your interest in your work.
Yeah, I feel like what you're describing is kind of like a tree, you know? Like you have the roots and then, you know, it'll grow into a big tree with lots of branches and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense, you know, doing it gradually. So would you say that, or at least what I think that you mostly do, or you do your audios both for the creative and the sexual interest in them, and not just one or the other?
Yeah, you're right to assume that.
Yeah, all right. Have you ever gotten any hate mail or anything of that sort?
Absolutely not. I have been contacted only by the most nice people in the world.
Yeah, same for me, man. I mean, I've gotten one once, but that was like a one-off. Most people are really nice on here, for in my experience at least. What kind of audios do you usually go for when you try to find something to listen to?
Mainly blowjobs.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for sucking.
Nice one.
Just you're a really good audience because that was just stupid pun.
It was still good.
So mainly I'd want to see more FFM.
Ooh.
FF4M.
Yeah, no, I understood
Well,
what you mean, like two girls, one guy, right?
yeah,
Yeah.
that's a fantasy I think a lot of guys have, and yeah, and
Probably.
there are some, but not that many, I
Yes,
think.
those
Or maybe
collabs, man.
I didn't dig that deep or whatever.
Well, maybe you should just write scripts for it, you know? Or maybe you already have, I don't know.
No, I haven't, but I feel like the probability to get picked is so tiny.
Ah, man.
If I have the perfect ID, I will write it, but until
Right,
then I won't particularly try.
I'm just saying, you know, if you ever want something, you gotta ask for it every once in a while, yeah?
Oh yeah, I know. I posted a request yesterday, and I'm so stoked because three people
Ooh.
have responded, and
Oh yeah, was that apology blowjob one? Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna have a listen to those as well.
Yeah, they're great. It's by Elusive Oral. I don't know if I'm pronouncing well.
Elusive Oral.
And Mimblim.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the next one will surely be. Oh, fuck. No,
That's fine,
I
man.
have a. En français, on dit j'ai un trou. I have. Oh, yeah. Even more brat.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I have a hole. Technically, in French, we say I have a hole. To say,
Oh,
I
when you
just.
can't remember.
Yeah, there's something. Can't remember. It
I
bugs you.
think in English it's called like a what is it they call it? Thought fart or something? Like it's I think it's something like that they call it. I'm not sure. Brain
Brain
fart,
fart,
brain
brain
fart.
fart.
Yeah, we got
Yeah.
it. High five.
Jinx.
No, then I can't talk.
Yeah. Welcome to follow me into the Lapin's hole. I'm Lapinso, your host, and this is my first episode. Tonight, my guest is Cuddly Bear.
No,
Cuddly
your
Bear,
guest
hello.
is yourself. I can't
Oh
talk.
yeah.
I
Oh, how can I unjinx you?
don't know. I broke the spell.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
a very powerful
Yeah,
sorcerer.
but I wanted to do that joke at the beginning, like just to hijack your
Oh,
podcast
yeah.
and
No,
go
I
from
like where you were
that.
taking it.
But I didn't dare. I'm a pussy.
Do you have a
No,
podcast or
I
oh
don't.
okay well
But yeah, you
you
gave me
probably
idea.
should. That was a good intro. I liked it.
Down the Lapin's hole. Yeah,
Yeah, didn't you say it was part rabbit or something? So
Actually, I've reflected a lot about my pseudonym here, and I like it more and more because when I tried to describe how I felt when I'm in a writing frenzy or a recording frenzy, when
yeah.
I'm inspired, well, my inspiration is like the white rabbit in Alice in Wonderland. You know, I have to run after it and follow it, and I don't know where I'll end up, but I know it's gonna be a strange and wonderful place, you
Very
know.
nice. Yeah, I think for many, they start maybe identifying more with their username as time goes on, you know? Like for me, I like the whole cuddly and bear thing because, you know, there's some sweet and there's something kind of crazy on the other side, you know?
Yeah, I think we are kind of likewise in that sense.
Oh.
That I'm pretty. I can be in my fantasies. I can be pretty cruel.
Yeah. Oh,
But
like a
it's
sadist, maybe?
I always like to mitigate that with some playfulness and.
Yeah, exactly. So you have a little bit of crazy and then a little bit of sweet, and
Yeah.
they make the perfect mix. Yeah. All
Yeah.
right. Why do you think people listen to your audios then? What do you think is your strong point?
When I started, I think I got people like the French accent. I don't know why. I personally hate it. maybe not in a girl. I don't
Think a
know.
lot of people hate their national like accent.
Yeah, and it's I just well, when I started JWA, that was the moment when I finally figured that oh, I like every accent when people speak French. So it must be the same for other countries.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like the Danish accent is terrible, so that's why I've worked so hard to not sound like a Dane, I guess.
I can modulate my accent as well. I can sound very French if I want to. I can sound
Oh.
like this. But if I channel my inner like Englishman,
Yeah.
I sound like this. What could I say so you would understand how I sound when I really concentrate and on
Yeah,
what
you
I'm
definitely
saying?
sound more English.
Yeah.
So, do you think one of your strong points is that you're able to live yourself into the audio a lot?
To what myself?
To like, you become a part of the narrative you're going through in your audio because you seem like quite immersive, especially when you're talking about the way that you, like your writing process or your recording process, that you get swallowed up in a hole, you know? So.
I think like when I have a good idea, I kind of know it, and I go head in into that, and when I'm writing, I don't want to gloat or anything, but when I'm writing, I'm like, oh, this is so good.
Just sitting there high-fiving yourself.
And it's a good feeling, like and so not
No.
sorry, not sorry. Oh, and I talk really too much, I think. I don't know if you wanted to have more of a conversation.
No, I like this. This is fine. This is about you.
Okay.
It's not about me. It's about whatever conversation we're having. I think it's going quite well, actually.
Yeah,
Maybe you
I'd like
just
to
feel
know about it.
self-conscious.
Yeah, but I'd like to know you a little better myself.
Oh, you'd like to know more about me. Well, I feel like I'm a pretty good actor, having been on DWA for quite a while now. So I feel like I bring a lot of experience to the table when I do audios. Most of my stuff is improv. So the whole thing about doing script, my issue with doing scripts is that I have a very strict regimen in the way that scripts have to be organized. So like I can't just write page after page and then go into that. I have to line everything up to fit my speech pattern. So it becomes a lot of lines and a lot of scrolling. And unless it's a really good script from someone else or myself, I won't take the time to do it. So I like improv more because it
Yeah,
I'm a good improvisator, I guess, so.
you're more about requests, maybe.
Yeah, it's easier for me to relate to a request and go, like record it as soon as I see it if it really catches my interest.
Okay, for me it's really difficult because talking in English when I don't
Ah.
know in advance what I'm saying, it's so many and that I have to later edit and fuck
Well,
that
you do know that I have no intentions of editing this audio, right?
shit, man. Yeah.
So,
No, for this I don't care, but for my
no.
audios, I put the work to make sure I have
So you spend a lot
something
of
of
time on
quality.
editing?
I spend as much time as I need.
Okay. Do you enjoy it?
Sometimes yes, when I did a request. Oh, it was a script fill that I mixed with a request from the same person who was Chess Writes. It was an audio about twins, identical twins. And so I rewrote parts of it so the chronology would fit and so that I could make the characters French. And there was a, so it was my first foray into binaural. Ah, fuck that. Binaural. I'm sorry.
It's
That's
funny.
a shitty word.
That's a difficult word.
Why not say just stereo? Stereo. Oh, it's a fucking word
But that's
too.
because
I can
stereo
stereo.
stereo is different from binaural, in the sense that stereo is like an area in front of your face where you move left and right or center, and binaural means more that the audio is in a sphere that's 360 degrees, so that you move everywhere, like under or behind your head or above or stuff like that.
Okay. Huh.
That's why if you listen to ASMR audios, the ones listing binaural, I don't know if you listen to ASMR.
Not much. I'm not
Okay. Yeah.
sensitive.
I mean, so for some people it doesn't do anything at all. It's quite nice for me to listen to. But in binaural audio, they'll move around behind your head and stuff, and stereo is more just centered around your front.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay, just
No, go on.
yeah, I don't know where I was talking about the twins audio.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I don't remember what I
You
what
said
was
that
the
the Twins
question.
audio was your first binaural experience
Oh yeah, your
creating.
question was, do I like editing?
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. That was fun because I had to create my own method to have a good result.
Yeah.
So I had to plan how I would do my the recording. I had to like anticipate on the issues I would have later on, and it ran really smoothly, and now I'm way more comfortable doing editing.
Okay, that's good. Do you use Audacity or what do you use?
Yep, Audacity.
All right.
Okay, so I have been using binaural wrong. So,
Most likely it's most likely stereo. Binaural. I don't know if you can get software that can mimic binaural stuff in Audacity. I know I've done it in Reaper before, but it's a lot of work. And people don't really seem to care. Like,
Okay.
people don't really seem to give a fuck if it's binaural or it's stereo, because you kind of get the same effect, except, if someone is walking behind you in binaural, it'll feel like they're actually like walking in a circle around you to move around, whereas stereo will move like if they're moving through your head in a way.
Okay.
But people don't care.
Maybe they do. Have you asked
No,
them?
trust me.
Maybe have you asked them?
Well, I've posted audios with it and they don't seem to find it all that interesting, so I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I was just unlucky. Maybe I should pick it up again. You never know. Do you think GWA has in any kind of way influenced the way you look at kinks and stuff like that?
It has made me way more accepting of my own kinks. I
Okay.
actually have a story about that.
You're
About
more than welcome to share.
Secret Santa.
Ah, okay.
So I think later tonight I will publish that audio, but my match was someone who just wrote that she liked rape and non-consent, so I had that to work with.
That's the only thing you had to
Yeah, and
go
I'm like, okay,
with?
I have never done that. I'm a feminist. What do I
Yeah.
do? But because yeah, I have had some rape fantasies in the past. And but I felt such I always feel such a shame, like with when I listen to incest. It's like really, it's still shameful to me. And doing a rape audio when I know when some friends of mine have been victims of rape in IRL, that seems like completely disrespectful.
Close to
But
your
in
limits.
the yeah, it was certainly pushing my limits. But I guess it's because I was not doing this for myself. I was doing this for my match. Maybe I can say who it is since
No, no, no,
I
no, don't do
know.
that because I'll probably post mine before yours.
Okay. No,
Or I don't know,
it's
so.
already done.
Oh, okay.
I was writing the post
Oh, yeah, sure, go ahead.
when you reached out to me.
That's totally fine.
Okay. So yeah, in the end, I'm still a bit ashamed of how much I enjoyed doing it,
Okay.
imagining myself, and I put a lot of my true personality in that audio.
Yeah.
Is what the real disturbing part is.
I think it makes you reflect on you as a person being into those kind of kinks. But I also think that you and I know that we're not out to actually rape people. Fantasy is a whole complete different world, and most of what I think people fantasize about is taking control in a consensual setting, even if we do have more extreme fantasies. Most of it is related to consensual stuff that's just carried a bit on, because
Yeah, and I think to me consent is, I mean, even before I dived into feminism, because at some point I was really reading feminist blogs and everything every day. I had a sense of consent, because when what really reassures me in that is that I can play with rape fantasies, but if I sense with my partner that there's even a hint of, oh no, I really don't want this, it will like totally paralyze me.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. But that is the reaction you should have if your partner isn't into whatever you're doing, you should stop.
But no, it's a thought process.
Absolutely.
I have thought about why I felt that, and but before it was just, oh, I don't like that. Because it's so fun when she enjoys herself, and I want that all the time.
Would you say that you're a pleaser?
Oh yes, I am. I specialize in compliments.
Rare.
Yeah, I and it can be in it can be totally non-sexual too. For example, I like to find something with almost everyone. You can find something you really like about the person, and it's even a good way to think about the people. Oh, what do I like about this person? And so if I were to compliment you, well, you're very perceptive, I think.
Thank you.
You I think you got a general sense of who I am on Not many clues.
I think so too, and thank you for the compliment.
Yeah, so that's cool. So you know, it's perfectly because I am having a conversation about that with someone.
Ooh, no, just kidding.
But it's perfectly honest.
Yeah.
I really think what I'm saying, but it's the wording and the fact that you actually search for something. It's a little gift, you know. And I'm all about little gifts and also sometimes grand gestures.
I mean, you could say a lot of small gifts make a big gift, you know? So all the small things are going to add up in the end.
I hadn't thought about it like that.
It's a saying we have in Denmark. Mange bække små gør en stor å, which means a lot of small streams will eventually make a river.
Pierre qui roule n'amasse pas mousse, n'est-ce pas?
What
Do you
does
know
that
that
mean?
one? The Rolling Stone doesn't catch moss or
Oh
what?
yeah. The yeah, no, I know that one, yeah. What is it n'est-ce pas means in French? 'Cause I feel like
Isn't it? Is it
oh,
not?
okay.
Is it not?
Okay, because most of my French, and I'm sorry to say this, but it's from what's his name? I'm gonna try to say this without sounding like too much of a pleb, but I think the English version is Hercule Poirot or
Yeah,
Poirot or whatever.
Hercule
But
Poirot.
as the yeah, the way you say it is like without an H, right? Hercule Poirot. But yeah, I think that's where I have my most of my French phrases from, and he always says n'est-ce pas. So funny little man.
Can you actually I told you the people listening to this won't know that, but I have I found a significant other on JWA, and we are mainly we're like open, and she's a fan of yours,
Ooh.
and I told you that,
Yeah,
and
I know.
she wants to call me right now, so I'm gonna say to her that I'm with you.
Oh, that you're talking to
Yeah, oh,
me.
we could invite
Anyway, I wouldn't
her.
mind. I mean, if she wants to be a part of it, that's fine
Okay. Okay, I will
by
ask her.
me.
Do you want to be in Cuddly Bear's podcast? He said he wouldn't.
Good times had by everyone.
It's right now, though, so decide quickly. Okay, we'll see.
Did you say she was American?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Americans are nice. I like I so you know, talked about the whole accent thing earlier. I definitely like American accents the best. I don't know. I think I've always strived to have an American accent, so maybe it's just closer to my heart.
I don't know. I don't have a particular accent in English. I mean, I have the French accent, of course,
Yeah, I mean.
but I picked I picked my the my pronunciations from so many different places and my phrases, so, because I can watch movies like Snatch
Yeah.
or whatever, and also like the wire. So it
Yeah.
means when I talk in English, sometimes I will say
You'll sound
stuff
like
like
a
ain't no thing, ain't no thing, and I will also be able to say, do you know what nemesis means? A righteous infliction, a retribution manifested by an appropriate agent, personified in this case by an horrible cunt. Mate. See, I, it's to me, it's not. It's all the same to me. It's familiar sense.
Well, not to me. Like a real like Southern American accent. Whew. Dear Lord.
Southern, yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Getting all hot and bothered over here. Whew. Not just kidding, but I really do like Southern accents some more.
Oh, I just thought of something.
What's that?
Well, she can't. She can be on the podcast because she maybe won't be able to record.
Okay. No, that would be sad. She doesn't post audios?
She has posted maybe one, but she has done one more that she has said I can share with you.
Okay. Yeah, I just looked up her account.
How can I talk to you? Yeah, sending you the link.
Ooh. Fancy.
Now it's I like to talk to her
Netflix and no chill. Okay.
a
I'll be looking forward to listening to
Yeah, you should.
that.
Okay.
We're sitting here boasting about someone who isn't in the call. I mean, she can be, I don't know if she wants to join. I don't know if it would be weird for her if she's not recording.
Yeah, because we would be
Yeah, we'd be like trying to go back and forth and
it would be
yeah.
weird.
Okay. Maybe next time. If there'll be a next time, I don't know. Okay, so I don't even like what could I call you something for short? Do people shorten your name?
Lap or lapin
Lapin. Okay, I'll call
or
you
lap.
Lap. Lap. If you could sit down and get to know any of the voices on GWA, who would it be and why?
On what level? No.
I don't know,
Just
like
talk.
sit down for a coffee, you know, have a talk like you and I are having right now. Or maybe you're not interested in knowing
Yeah,
the other
maybe.
GWAs.
Maybe Galantia.
Huh. Why is that?
I don't know. She. Because I wouldn't want to sleep with her, but I
Oh.
would be happy to talk, because
Okay.
many other people on JWA, I would enjoy talking with them, but I would feel the need to try to sleep with them.
Do you guys know each other a bit, or what's the
Well,
reason behind not wanting to sleep?
we talk together.
Okay. Cool.
And I know she's not interested, so
Ah, okay.
I would have no
That could be fine, yeah.
I would, because I'm not interested in people who are not interested. So.
No. Of course not. Okay. Sorry for the coughing. Should probably take some more water. And what's your stance on body hair? Do you care for it, or would you rather just be free? I mean, you're from France. You know, you guys are like world renowned for that kind of stuff.
For having some, or not?
I think some? Yeah. I think aren't French girls or something renowned for having body hair? I might be wrong. This might be completely wrong.
Oh! I don't know that. We talk about the Portuguese ones.
Oh, you guys talk about
our racist joke is about Portuguese and also Bayerisch.
Bayerisch, from Germany. From
Bayern.
Yeah. You guys don't like Bayern too much, or
no?
What?
No, just. I don't know, because I think it's an actual thing that culturally women don't shave their legs there.
Yeah, I just Googled it. There's definitely something about French women and body hair.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. You're teaching me stuff.
No, I'm not going to teach you anything. It's your culture, man.
No, but, I don't mind pussy hair at all.
Okay.
And armpit hair, leg hair. It would require me some to make some adjustments, like just because it's surprising. You're not. You're so used to seeing women with shaved legs.
Yeah, for sure.
For men, I have no opinion.
No. Okay. Yeah, so with women, would you rather that they're shaved, or do you not care at all? Like, no preference. Down below, I mean.
Down below. Some kind of like trimming is appreciated, but completely hairless is. I don't know if I would be into that, mostly because it you know, the hair when it grows back, it's like new beard. It prickles.
That's why you remove it. But I get what you mean. So no, I mean, I think my stance on it is more, you know, I would expect someone who wants me to go down on her to at least trim, because I do the same. You know, I wouldn't expect someone to suck my cock if I wasn't at least trimmed, because I don't want them to get pubes in their mouth much more than I want to get pubes in my mouth from going down on them, you know? So that's my stance.
I get that. I'm a bit like you. Can you give me one sec? I'm just trying to find my cigarettes.
You smoke?
Yeah, I smoke.
Bad boy.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Huh?
Nothing at all. It's your choice, man. Your money.
Wait a sec.
I think that's my biggest issue with smoking, and probably also the, or, well, I mean, aside from the health stuff, it's ridiculously expensive, I think, in Denmark. What's one package? 38. So that's.
But I thought that the general cliche about French people was that we smoke a lot.
Maybe, I don't know. Do you? I guess you do, maybe.
Compared to Americans?
How many euros do you pay for a package?
About 7.
Think here you pay 5 or something. So you guys have expensive cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then again, that's for kind of like shitty cigarettes, because if you want some of the good stuff, then it's more.
What do you call the good stuff?
Well, I think Pall Mall and stuff like that over here. I saw someone buying a package today and he gave 38.5 crowns, which is like 4.2 euros. But I'm pretty sure something like, if you want to get Yellow Kings, I don't know if you have those over there, but they are somewhere around 7, 7.5. I think. I don't smoke, so I wouldn't know. The only times I've really bought cigarettes is when I'm out in town and I'm like stupid shit face drunk, you know? And don't really know what I'm doing already, so why not buy a packet of cigarettes and get a little bit of good old cancer stick? It's not really something I want to spend my money on.
I have a complicated relationship with cigarettes and tobacco.
It's like the mistress that never leaves.
Yeah. La femme de ceux qui n'en ont pas, non.
What the hell did you just say?
It's a joke. I'll be the only one to understand because it's a song in French.
Not much.
Yeah.
Reason to translate that, because that would probably be translated terribly.
No, it's just La femme de ceux qui n'en ont pas. It's the woman of people who don't have a woman.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah, it's a song about drugs.
Song about drugs. Do you listen to a lot of songs about drugs?
More and more, I think. I knew the music, but the last time I had heard it, I didn't know English, so I didn't understand. Because I'm so high. Because I'm high.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da. I mean. Isn't the woman in it, isn't she like a drug addict or a prostitute or something?
No, maybe I'm wrong. It's a man.
Maybe I'm thinking about the wrong one.
No, yeah, I think so too, because it's a man singing.
Hair musical. I'm Googling it now because I'm pretty sure that we did
The what musical?
Hair is a musical, you know?
Hair. We are not talking about the same thing, I think.
Oh, okay. Maybe we're talking about two different things then.
Yeah. Hair is... I remember only the song that's like, so to me.
Is it a movie?
No, it's Hair the musical.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about as well.
Yeah, the movie.
But I was probably talking about the wrong one.
No, I was talking about something completely different before.
Isn't Hair the musical the one with like hippies and stuff?
Yeah.
I was thinking about a completely different one and I was misleading you to begin with.
Okay.
But this was the one that I thought you meant after a bit of thinking. I like how we're just getting into like a word salad where we don't know what we're talking about.
Can we try to have my let's say girlfriend on the show?
Sure.
I tell her to to record and to start recording and
absolutely, but then I guess we'll have to like count down again.
Yeah, just do a little countdown.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, ask away.
Because I have asked some people about who you were. I said, Kurt Lieber asked me to be in his podcast, and one of them said to me, he's a bit trolly.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Yep. I would say that I am. Was that what you wanted to ask me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, the way I look at it is, and this might be unpopular, but the whole new movement about protecting people's feelings and stuff, I'm not too much on board with that. I don't feel like we need to go around needlessly offending people, but I like getting a rise out of people every now and then again, because I feel like, you know, it's a good thing to have in your life, you know, a bit of opposition every once in a while. So last time, I think people were talking about, on backstage, they were talking about, what was it? There's something Casti Nueva posted. And I think we got into talking about, it was something about mail, why you should comment.
Right? Yeah, I listened to that one.
Yeah, and,
maybe not that one, maybe. Oh, maybe I'm...
I think it was a text post, so that might not be the one you're thinking of.
Oh, no, I'm referring to the one when you described the difference between how men and women were approached.
Ah, yeah, okay, so the one I'm talking about is the one Casti... it was just a text post, I think, where he made a long thing about, you know, how... you should comment, and how, you know, if you don't comment, people aren't going to stick around and stuff. And, you know, while I do feel like, you know, if you're a good poster, you'll get more comments. You know, I do feel like that in a way, yeah. Because it's probably also true, but, I got into an argument with people because, instead of agreeing with them, I just doubled down on my own viewpoint until I didn't have anything else to go on, and I conceded that my standpoint was kind of bullshit. But it, you know, I liked getting a rise out of people because I don't just want to give people what they want all the time. You know, I want there to be a little bit of resistance. La résistance. You know? Yeah. Anti-establishment, whatever. Go against the grain every once in a while just to show people that there are two sides of everything.
I could hear that in your voice. Your voice made me think of an American comedian, a stand-up named Doug Stanhope.
Okay.
He's an odd soul, and he grew up in AA because his mother was an alcoholic.
Okay.
And she dragged him to AA meetings.
That's interesting.
And so he has a very peculiar view on the world, and I don't agree with him all the time, but I love...
I mean, you can't agree with everyone all the time.
But I love disagreeing with him.
And I feel like that's important. But in a way, you still respect his view, right? Like, it's not like, Oh, you're just wrong and you're a bad person for thinking like that. It's more like, you know, you can think whatever you want. I'm probably not going to agree with you, but that's fine. That's how I think. Maybe you don't agree.
Yeah, not really. I'm more of a consensual guy, I think. But sometimes I like to troll, but it's a different kind of troll.
Like what?
It's pointless troll. It's absurdism.
Oh, so you'll go the step further and just be completely random. Nonsensical.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just okay. Maybe sometimes it's with people I really don't like. Like I go fetch me some far right asshole on Twitter, and I just start babbling nonsense. Like I think you have you have the face of a man who eats his own shit. Can you discuss that? And yeah, you know, shit like that. Or maybe it's even more nonsensical, and I will just find an innocent victim that doesn't seem to get the.
But they don't get
second
the
degree humor, and I just try to anger them. Oh, on Overwatch, because I'm a big Overwatch player. People are so salty, and I like to.
Yeah.
I like to say yes. I'm sorry. I'm a bad noob, and I deserve to be punished. Choke me, daddy.
Yeah.
And,
that's a good one. I like that.
Okay, so Sweetness is recording. I can add her to the conference.
Let's hope Skype doesn't crash.
Okay.
That's just kidding. If it does, we can just call again. It's no big
deal. Yeah.
Oh, she'll have to pick up.
Yeah. Anyway.
You still there, Lat?
Yeah, I'm still there.
All right.
What kind of music do you listen to?
Mostly, I would say, metal.
Yeah, of course.
But I also enjoy classical music. I enjoy drum and bass, dubstep. So, and rap as well. It just depends on what it is. Yeah, if it sounds good, I'll listen to it. I don't really care what brand it is. But I'm not too much into metal that's like, do you know Cannibal Corpse?
I don't know much about metal, sorry.
Ah, okay, well, they're a bit too much out there. It's, you know, when the music is just like going really fast and they're like doing the grunting grindcore thing that they do, and I can't understand what they're singing. It's stupid.
Yeah,
like it's called grindcore. Yeah.
No? Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Hey, Sweetness.
Oh. Apparently we can't hear you.
If she wants to talk.
I think maybe it's the recording messing, because I have noticed the same thing I think with my phone, that he doesn't allow me to
Your phone doesn't allow you to record and listen at the same time.
Yeah.
That could very much be why.
Yeah. Well, we tried.
We can keep going. Maybe. No, we can't hear you. Not at all.
Okay. Oh, that will make for a weird podcast.
Maybe she can just listen then, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, we already have an audience. Cool.
Yeah. Woo. Plus one. But yeah. I don't know if. Oh, she's writing. Now we're just waiting.
No, don't wait for her to write because she it's the little someone is writing. It's just ignore that because it's more confusing than anything.
Okay, maybe it takes a while. Okay. Sorry about the coughing. I don't know what's going on right now. It's terrible.
Did you have any more question in your little
question? Oh, I have. Yeah. Loads, cool. Dude. We haven't, like, we've only gone through, like, the first section.
Okay.
Like, I have two more, like, more regular sections, and then I have some new stuff that I haven't tested out. Like, we've only gone through, of my podcast, we've gone through one page of the 9 pages I have.
Okay. So. Well, if you want, I can try to make shorter answers.
No. We won't go through the whole thing. I'm sure we'll get tired of talking to each other at some point.
Yeah.
yeah, sweetness, we cannot hear you even though you turned it off. You might have to leave the call and then rejoin the call in order to, like, I don't know, reset your microphone or some weird crap. It might not work at all.
We're unlucky tonight.
Yeah. Lap. So,
yeah.
Lapin. I don't know if you believe in reincarnation, but let's say that. Oh yeah, we can hear you.
Oh yeah, hello.
Hey, hi. Too bad your thing won't record at the same time.
Yep.
Just give up, sit in the corner and cry, try not to cry, and then cry some more. I think. No. Wait, maybe that's a good thing. I don't know.
So
your lab says you're a fan of mine, huh? I mean, I'm really not that big of a deal, honestly. I'm just a normal guy. I'm sure Leb can attest to that.
Oh.
Well, I hope. I don't know what kind of freak I've been, like, making myself out to be now. Years. And then, wait, didn't you message me? No, yeah, you did. Yeah, sorry, I'd been getting a lot of messages lately because of the podcast, so things kind of go quickly, you know, when you're online, things just progress faster. Well, I'm glad you enjoy my fun and my romantic stuff and my filth.
Oh, so you do romantic stuff.
Yeah, bro.
I really don't know the kind of audios you produce.
I'm so disappointed in you now, man. Like,
yeah,
I thought we had a thing. And I know, now I know. It's just over.
I really didn't do my homework.
I'm not even angry at you. I'm just disappointed. Daddy's disappointed in you. I'm just kidding, man. But yeah, I do all sorts of stuff. I think I try to diversify my portfolio, let's say it like that. Thank you. Yeah, I try to do a little bit of everything. This is so stupid, but when I started out recording, all my stuff was like, and I talked to Topia in the last podcast about this, all my PTA stuff, Pillow Talk Audio, was like super sickly romantic. Because it was nice to have an outlet for that, you know? I haven't married anyone yet. I'm not engaged to anyone. So yeah, every once in a while you just need somewhere to like blurt all that stuff out because it's like sitting in your brain festering away.
Yeah, I have an audio coming up soon, like that.
Oh yeah? What kind of audio is that?
It's a follow-up, a kind of a non-erotic follow-up to my favorite audio. I mean, of mine, I think.
Oh.
The one I enjoy doing most, which is Melt. Yeah, she knows the one. And so I have been missing, I have found on Reddit by accident or serendipity a girl who seemed really in a bad state, and I was feeling like, oh, I could do something for her. And so I messaged her. She asked me to do a pillow talk audio, and it will be my first scripted non-erotic audio. So she got a preview to that one because I woke up at what, 7, so that I could read it to her via Skype.
Oh, that's very romantic in a way.
And it's like overly romantic. The text is very
It.
syrupy, and well, it's called Melt. It's very intensely romantic. I say stuff like, I want to be your rock, and you saved my life, and stuff like that.
Sounds like some deeply emotional shit you got going on there, dude. Yeah, well, I'm sure a lot of fans will be desperately awaiting its arrival.
I don't know, but just I like doing really not really not obligatory romantic, but emotional. I want in the audios and the stories I want to write, there must be some kind of emotional investment.
I mean, I think that's what most people try to aim for and either hit or miss.
Don't you think JWA attracts really a particular kind of people? Because you can do with audio what you can't with the other types of porn, which is stay anonymous, produce really quickly, and focus on story.
I
Like,
mean,
those
if
are
you're a
my.
quick writer, you could, write faster, I guess. But I mean, I guess it kind of attracts people for a lot of the same reasons, an anonymous creative outlet that's pretty sexually oriented.
Yeah, but look at how nice all the people here are.
Oh, trust me, dude. Not everyone on
No.
here is nice.
Yeah. I know. I have had nothing but
No,
good.
but
Okay.
you've also not been here for
Yeah,
as long,
that's
so
right.
I'm sure you'll find some shit people at some point, but trust me, dude, there is shit people everywhere, and it's very easy to make
Yeah,
things sour for other people. But
but do these
it's
people stay on JWA or do they? Yeah? Okay. I will ask you names afterwards.
I mean, I ain't going name drop or nothing, but
Give us,
no,
give
I'm
us
not
the
gonna do
names,
it.
give us the
Nope.
names, Kedley.
No. I mean, I think the worst people I've met have already been banned pretty much from everywhere because they were, so
Okay.
shitty.
Ah, okay. Oh, that
So,
kind of people.
yeah, they're, they, I mean, the people that know me and know the situation will know who I'm talking about, but it was on TeamSpeak, where things kind of went south and they were extremely toxic and very rude and condescending towards almost everyone. Would talk a lot of shit and were just generally terrible people. And, because I moderated there and we were banning a few people, it was decided to not do anything about them because they seemed fairly popular with a lot of people, which later turned out to not be true, but for more or less quote unquote political reasons, we didn't ban them. We did end up banning them, but later than I would have liked. And by political, I mean we didn't want to piss everyone off by banning too many people at once. So, but then they went on to Backstage and got banned from DWA, and I don't know if they're still on Backstage, but at this point, no one cares about them, so it's fine.
Okay.
There's a lot of politics on GWA if you really want to get into it, I guess, but yeah, it's whatever.
That will come in time. That will come in time. If it ever comes.
Think it's like for the main part, it's better just to not at all get involved with it because I think with GWA, at least with a lot of the stuff that has gone on there, nothing good ever comes out of involving yourself in the situations that are unfolding there because it's not you. It's between often the mods and someone else. So there's no point in you getting involved in it and messing things up. So, yeah. No point in getting involved in the politics on GWA. Real world politics, though, completely different thing. I like
I have
politics.
a she's American, so she doesn't really want to
Yeah,
st
let me just
yeah
trigger everyone here. Vote Trump. Woo,
yeah
okay. Everyone's triggered.
yeah
No.
so much winning, guys,
It's
so much
huge.
winning.
Yeah,
I've
no.
got the best words. That was maybe my favorite. I know words. I have the
I don't know. I'd
best words. Which is which is
Yeah, well, I don't particularly side with either side in American politics because it's a bipolar party system and I feel like both sides have crazy people.
Yep.
So, over here in Europe, we feel vastly superior because we have a lot of parties and a lot of fringe people that are somewhat accepted by small minorities, but they're still allowed to be around rather than having two big explosive parties that are just bonk, can't get along. Well, it's just the whole thing of when one party comes into the government and takes over, things are going to be done in a completely different manner than when the other party got into power, over here. In Denmark, at least, there isn't enough mandates in one political party to take hold of the government on its own. So it has to, quote unquote, collaborate or create coalitions with other parties in order to gain majority vote, which kind of evens it mellows the playing field a bit.
We had some kind of system like that in France too, but
Yeah, well, you guys have Marie Le Pen, so
Marine Le Pen, yeah,
Le
she
Pen. Yeah, sorry,
Le Pen,
Le Pen.
like a pen, you know.
Yeah, well. Okay, we can just sit here and point fingers at France. But the political landscape in Europe is changing vastly with the immigration crisis that's going on.
Yeah, I just think I'm scared, and I'm scared of one person in particular who seems very intent on getting what he wants and
Who's that?
has the means to get what he wants is Vladimir Putin. He
Ah, yeah.
that fucker terrifies me.
I mean, he does to some degree. I mean, I don't really think about him, so I guess.
Yeah, but what he did with Trump and Alep and
Aleppo is definitely kind of fucked, really fucked up. And I hope that the EU does something about it. Because
and
that's more than just fucked up. Like, that is legitimately genocide.
yeah, he did the same thing in Chechnya, I think.
He definitely fueled stuff. But I mean, a lot of the great nations on the planet are at fault for a lot of the stupid shit, like.
Oh, yes, we
You know,
are.
America and Taliban was there doing, you know, so. Or was it Al Qaeda? I can't remember. There are so many stupid
Yeah,
small organizations being fueled by.
that's what I don't like about politics, is that individually we have so little power. I mean, I would like to be to help the world be a better place, but I have no idea what I can do, where to start, you know.
I mean, I think it goes back to what we were talking about and kind of full circle, you know, the whole many a small stream make a big river kind of thing. And the small compliments thing, like start small, do small stuff. In the end, if we all try to do a little good, you know, maybe it'll help.
That's exactly what I've been trying to do. I guess to me, I'd like to imagine a circle around me. That's the circle on which I can have an impact. And I try to work in that circle and try to better things. For example, I started very, very low, and I'm working my way to do like more challenging stuff. I started to give art lessons to kids,
That's
and
nice.
I do that for fun. And eventually I would like to maybe next year try to teach adults, and maybe the year after that I would try to teach in a prison, in a jail.
That could be really cool.
Yeah, I don't know the jail system, and I watched Oz, you know, the show Oz.
No, I don't think I know it.
It's a show. It's six magnificent seasons, all in one setting, which is the prison, and
Okay.
yeah, and it asks a lot of questions and doesn't give all the answers. And I always felt sympathetic of the guys who haven't had a break in their lives and steal shit or sell pot or whatever and go to prison because, well, it's kind of the Marxist theory that privileged people make laws so that
the small people can't do anything.
Yeah. Which is why I think we collectively should invent new rules and care a bit less about theirs.
I mean, that would probably be smarter, but, you know, I don't know how many. There are like 50, 60 million people in France. Yeah. I'm sure everyone has their own opinion about how the world should work.
Yeah, but I think that's what's cool about France. I don't know if, I think it's, to me, it's a very French thing. I don't know if I'm being chauvinist by saying that. But in France, we like to discuss, we like to argue, and we like to, like, I know that the next person will completely disagree with what I was saying just before. But
yeah,
that won't stop me at all from saying it.
No, but that's a good way of doing things, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, even Mom Brat has posted the third fear for my request. Yeah.
Woo.
Cool.
Have fun.
Yeah, I'm happy. I will listen to that right after the podcast. It's my greatest JWA victory, I think.
I'm sure he'll go on to do many a filthy thing.
Yeah.
Great filthy things.
Let's hope so.
I like how we've completely deviated from the podcast and we're just having like a real conversation now instead. I mean, I'm sure people will listen to it regardless, so, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna question it.
Okay, if you want, we can like because it's been more like it's been more than an hour, I think.
Yeah, it's been like an hour and 20.
I will try to answer the rest of your questions in one word or less.
In one word or less. Yeah, there is a bit too much, man.
I may answer with the very French word, which is... which means like... j'en sais rien. Well, I don't know. Why do you ask me that?
All right, I'm going to pick some easy questions and then you can say yes or no.
Okay, cool.
Or whatever other word. What are you saying, sweetness? Yeah. I think you're more here to comment since we can't actually record what you're saying.
Yeah, people listening to the podcast won't be able to hear you.
Sadly, they just know that you're here.
Yeah, but my goal when inviting you to the podcast was to torture you a little, so. Goal achieved, I guess.
Yeah, well, you guys are kind of cute together.
Yeah. No, she's way cuter than me.
I'm sure. I mean, isn't that how it always is?
Yep. I'm blessed.
Guy's always kind of a dumbass and quirky, and then the girl comes around all cute and shit. Yep.
No, that's, I'm way smarter than her.
Oh, damn. Feel the burn.
No, I just had to say something because you were giving her too much compliments. I don't want to.
Okay, maybe I'm just talking more about myself. I like self-deprecation is a defense mechanism I always employ, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I love about relationships is at some point, because if you're with the right person, she or they will like you and tell you about it as much as you do. So after a few after a short time, you won't have to be ashamed of saying what you want
No.
and sharing your the little stuff that you're complexed about.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
No, I, it's a comfortability, trust thing, you know. Takes a little while to build up, but then you can be yourself around people. I think that's most important thing.
Yep.
All right. We've been talking for an hour and a half, so I think I'm just gonna wrap it up here, Lab, and then
Okay.
Yeah, poor
You'll be able
sweetness.
to listen to it,
Yeah.
at least.
Can listen to, him and I babbling on for nearly an hour and a half about a bunch of random stuff. Yeah. All right. Thank you for being on the podcast, Lep, and I hope to see you around.
Yeah, me too.